just been hearing about how the voting's going to actually sort of be, or the votes are going to be counted a little later on. But who'd actually want to be a county councillor?
Well, Nicky Barton won a seat in Haslemere 4 years ago as an independent, but decided not to stand this time around. Joins us now. Did you not like it, Nicky? Is that why you're standing down?
Oh, no, not at all. I found it really quite a very interesting and rewarding 4 years. But I do have some other professional commitments that I have to pursue for now. So this is just a sort of temporary stepping aside for a moment.
Why did you decide to stand? Was it because there was a particular issue that you were passionate about?
Yes, well, I've been involved in challenging a decision to put parking meters throughout the high street and other main roads in Haslemere. And what I'd come to realise was that there's a huge amount of behind closed doors decisions being made. And I just really felt that that was inappropriate and that the local community deserved more openness and transparency. And more people started saying, please stand, we need somebody that will challenge this closed shop mentality. And so I stood and remarkably won.
Many people have no idea what it's like to be a councillor. I mean, just what is it like? Is it busy?
Yes, I mean, it's really up to you, to some extent, how much effort you put in. I mean, for me, my honest opinion is that to be effective, you really need to give it a huge amount of energy. I saw it as a customer service role, that I was there to serve the community, put aside any, you know, there was no political agenda from my perspective. And I stood on a manifesto of openness and transparency and engagement and scrutiny. And I think, so what I did was I set up a website, Haslemere First, and I gave a running commentary of everything I've done, if anybody wants to see really behind the scenes. If they look at Haslemere First, you'll see just the kind of meetings that one goes to, the kind of community engagement one has.
And it's fascinating how close the votes can actually be. We've heard about just three votes in it in Aldershot. I suppose that's one of those things where you almost kick yourself you weren't campaigning a little bit more.
Yes, I can imagine. That councillor this morning will be kicking himself, because it is such a fine line. Absolutely, and you know, it really is important for people to get involved, because in fact, what happens at the local level really has an impact on people's lives. You know, whether lights get replaced, whether crossings are put in place, all those sorts of things. They seem small, but actually, they really impact on the quality of life locally.
Well, this is your moment where you can do your best Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation, Nicky. I'll be back. Will you be?
Well, I've decided to stand. Three Conservatives on the Town Council have recently resigned in protest at being basically told how to vote on vital decisions around the town. So I've decided that it's time for some openness and transparency at town level. So myself and Maria Matteo are going to be standing as independents for the Town Council, which potentially paves the way to come back in 4 years for the county.
There you go. I'll be back. She said it. Nicky, thank you. Nicky Barton, no longer a county councillor, but she won that seat in Haslemere 4 years ago as an independent. It's BBC Surrey. Let's update your roads and rails.